What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
Welcome to our show today. It is Monday, January 23rd, 2023, getting toward the end of the month here, and already we're seeing the stores load up with all this Valentine's stuff and candy, you know, calories and all the rest of it. So make your appropriate plans for that. The next marketing opportunity here in the United States of America. Anyway, it's been another really busy news day, and we're going to get right on into that, try and get as much done as we can until it's time to open up the phone lines here. Mike is in our control room taking care of business, so let's get right on into it. Now, last week at the World Economic Forum, Al Gore just went on this rant about the climate, and it was so out there, even a lot of people there at the World Economic Forum were scratching their head and saying, what is this guy saying? And one of the comments he made, of course, was that global warming is dumping the equivalent of several Hiroshima bombs all over the planet every single day. So, of course, this last weekend, we got snow here. And we're expecting more on Wednesday. It's snowing north of where we are in the state here. So gosh darn that human-caused global warming. Okay, now down in Atlanta, there has been another exercise, if you will, from Black Lives Matter. And apparently this was triggered by the death of a 26-year-old environmental activist, Manuel Esteban Paez Terron, at the hands of the police. Now, the protest began peacefully on Saturday with protesters carrying signs with the activist's nickname, Tortuguita, little turtle in Spanish, and using they, it pronouns. But as the night progressed, things got out of control, and rioters set off fireworks and threw rocks at the Atlanta Police Foundation, set a police car on fire, and so they're trying to deal with that. Now, the police arrested six individuals following the riots here, and they confirmed that some of them were members of Antifa, and even worse, they had explosives. Now, we're not talking fireworks here. We're talking stuff that really goes bang. And here's what's really kind of interesting. None of the six are from the Atlanta area. They're all from other states. They came on in just to have a ruckus. And apparently Antifa, at least as of the last report, took over the Atlanta airport. And the problem is that Democrats are treating them just as disgruntled hippies, whereas most people are saying they really are domestic terrorists. And we're still getting the same thing from the corporate media. They're saying that it was a largely peaceful protest. And, you know, the talking head is out there, you know, on camera, and the flames in the background, the police cruisers burning, saying, well, it's mostly peaceful here. You know, not like that January 6th protest where they tried to destroy the Capitol building, and which, of course, was nonsense here. All right, so let's get into GarageGate, and this is continuing to spread. And just as a little side note, there was an auto show in Washington, D.C., and somebody made up some phony classified documents and scattered them on the floor underneath the Corvette. So everybody's getting it here. Now, Biden is trying to downplay this scandal. Every time he thinks he's got it under control, more files have been discovered. There's a fifth stash of classified documents. And Biden is running out of excuses as to what was happening here and how, you know, this is nowhere near as horrible as what Donald Trump did. And he's out there saying the reports are, you know, it was just inadvertent. It was somebody else's fault. Everybody, you're just making a big deal about this whole thing. Now, Michael McCall is suggesting that Joe Biden's classified document scandal could be as big as Watergate. And yeah, if you remember that the issue wasn't the break-in at Watergate, but what Nixon was trying to hide. by breaking into the Watergate and stealing documents that his opponents had on him. And, you know, Karine Jean-Pierre, boy, she's earning her money now, and she's out there with the word salad and saying, oh, it's no big deal. I've already answered the question. And, you know, even Democrats are starting to come on in and say, yeah, this is not looking really good. And there was one Democratic senator was asking how documents can be accidentally removed from classified facilities, because that's Joe Biden's latest excuse. You know, I put them in my pocket. I forgot I had them. I just took them home. No, it doesn't work that way. For those of us who have had to deal with classified documents in the past, there is a whole procedure, to remove classified documents from classified facilities, and you're not going to just sort of kind of accidentally do that. Now, over at MSNBC, Frank Figliuzzi, sorry if I butchered his name, said it's time for Joe Biden to invite the FBI into his home so agents can search his property for classified documents. And I don't know if they're going to go through the undies drawer like they did. Now there's been a new wrinkle. Okay, because it turns out that these classified documents were sent to a facility in Chinatown in Washington, D.C., like most major cities, there's a Chinatown, and they went from that facility in Chinatown to the house in Wilmington. And so this is looking worse and worse. And even more damning, if you will, it turns out that there is a document on Hunter Biden's laptop that describes there being a box of important documents out in the open at Joe Biden's house. So this is just growing and growing and growing. Now, this last weekend, Joe Biden took a weekend vacation at his other Delaware home. He's got a few of these places, and maybe it's time to search that second home as well. This one is in Rehoboth Beach, reporters are asking Jean-Pierre if there was a reason why Biden isn't returning to his usual home away from home, at the White House, to the Wilmington House, and she would not answer the question. And a reporter asked if this had anything to do with the classified documents, and Jean-Pierre responded, I'm just going to continue to be prudent and consistent and respect the Department of Justice process and so forth and so on. Latest word, though, is that the FBI still at this point is not conducting a search of the Biden residences the way they did Mar-a-Lago. So anyway, there was an interesting article that came out of the New York Post asking, or actually commenting, the American intelligence community has no accountability. And if they have no accountability, how can they possibly be keeping us safe? Well, certainly from the point of view of the FBI, their job is not to keep we, the American people, safe, but to keep those in power safe, to engineer the cover-ups like the assassination of John F. Kennedy, the assassination of Robert Kennedy, the assassination of Martin Luther King, the murder of Vince Foster, and on and on and on, where we see consistently the FBI controlling the investigation to protect those in power. Okay, the FBI is not the swell bunch of people that you see on movies and TV. And J. Edgar Hoover was a nut about having movies and TV shows always show the FBI as the good guy. And they did a lot of interfering in Hollywood, would put pressure on people to change scripts. And so they're very worried about their image, as well they should be. All right. Now, over the weekend, we heard that Ron Klain, the chief of staff at the White House, is stepping down next month. And the latest word is that Biden's former COVID-19 czar, Jeff Zients, is going to step into that role. And Zients will be tasked with guiding the administration through Biden's likely re-election campaign, unless this document scandal really does derail that. And, of course, all the investigations that are now coming on down from the Republican-controlled House. Okay, now, this comes under the category of irony, okay? And apparently a Biden lackey and the manager of the University of Pennsylvania Biden Center was involved in the Trump impeachment sham. It's always the same, you know, bunch of crooks out there, you know, and they're raking it on in. Article out of the New York Post. Apparently, there was, I guess you could call him an emissary and from China. And his name was, Yi. He was a partner, friend of President Xi Jinping. And they basically came on in with a lot of Chinese money. They bought a football team and a brewery and an airline. And this resulted in Yi being named the special economic advisor to the Czech president, Miloš Zeman. And then Yi went looking for an influential partner to help with acquisitions in other locations around the world of significant strategic possibilities for the Chinese state. And basically contacted the Biden family and gave Hunter Biden a 3-carat gem and an offer of $30 million to facilitate contacts within the U.S. government and corporations to allow Chinese acquisition. And we know China's been buying up farmland almost as much as Bill Gates. All righty. Now, last week, after all this talk about who leaked the preliminary ruling on Roe versus Wade that kicked off a huge, huge firestorm of protest. And this was back in early May of 2022. Somebody leaked the draft of a majority opinion authored by Justice Alito in the Dobbs case, which led to the overruling of Roe versus Wade. And the Supreme Court has now concluded their investigation of the Supreme Court. And golly gee whiz, they just couldn't find who leaked that information. Okay, over the weekend, this was the start of the Lunar New Year, the Chinese New Year. And there was an unfortunate incident out in Monterey Park where there was a Lunar New Year celebration that was going on and there was a mass shooting. And immediately, everybody leapt on this thing. Oh, it's right wing. It's white supremacy. This is another example of hostility toward Asians and so forth and so on. And now they're having to backtrack because it turns out the shooter himself was Asian. And race was not a motive. It was apparently some kind of a domestic situation. And everybody jumped the gun to exploit this terrible tragedy for its political value. And now they've got egg on the face. Story out of Legal Insurrection, just talking about how Representative Adam Schiff and Chuck Schumer, have a habit of using tragedies for political gain. And, they were pushing bigotry and white supremacy and the need for more gun control. And again, the suspect is a middle-aged Asian man. And it was all about a domestic dispute. Had nothing to do with anti-Asian hate. Had nothing to do with white supremacy. They just, anytime anything happens, we'll find a racial motive. We'll find a reason to demonize white people. And unfortunately, when we went to air, there's a report of another shooting that took place in Des Moines at a nonprofit center in the city. We're still waiting to get details on that one here. Okay, now over in Switzerland, there was this hacker, and she found a copy of the U.S. no-fly list on an unsecured server or a server with very little security, and it's making big news all over the world. Now, nobody has published the list that I am aware of, which I can understand. You don't want to unnecessarily demonize people because we know there's a lot of people on that list who don't deserve to be there. When they first started up this no-fly list, I mean, there were even members of Congress who were told, no, you can't fly. You're on the no-fly list. Well, why is that? Well, because your name is really, really close to this bad person. And it was an ugly mess. The list that was found by this hacker had over a million names, and they are not all foreigners, terrorist suspects, and so forth. There are American names on that list. Okay. Now, getting into COVID, a situation has developed that is probably going to change the complexion of COVID on Twitter, on social media here. Apparently, a close family member of Elon Musk, described as young and in peak health, got seriously injured from the COVID vaccine. He's in the hospital, and apparently it's a very critical, serious situation. And Musk was interviewed by Slay News and said that he himself had suffered major side effects after receiving his second booster shot. Now, obviously, Elon Musk is a person that a lot of people pay attention to. I certainly do. And it's going to be hard trying to put a lid on this vaccine injury. And this whole COVID thing is really starting to fall apart. And there should be a lot of very angry people out there. And story coming on out of shtfplan.com talking about this previously secret report from the Centers for Disease Control that confirms 118,000 youths died suddenly after getting the vaccine. Okay, and this apparently was brought about by the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development documents found by the Daily Exposé. And the vaccine is dangerous. Remember when, you know, Fauci was up there and Biden was out there? If you get the shot, you'll never get COVID. And it's, you know, perfectly harmless and, you know, perfectly safe. And now we know otherwise. It's very dangerous. It's not effective. And still there are segments of the deep state that are pushing that just as hard as they can. Now, up in Canada, a hospital insider from the IWK Health Center, which is a major pediatric hospital in Halifax, myocarditis in kids is up by 115 times in Canada. In other words, pre-vaccine, one myocarditis, post-vaccine, 117 cases. That is a real serious situation, and apparently this 6-year-old girl, Danielle May Cabana, passed away from myocarditis on November 26th of 2022. And so, yeah, this is killing people. It really is. But, you know, government's going to go on doing what government does. And the Food and Drug Administration is getting ready to announce an indefinite annual rollout for the COVID shots, similar to the winter flu vaccine schedule. And I want you to consider something here right now. Despite 40 years of research, there is no vaccination for HIV. Despite over 100 years of research, there's no vaccination for cancer. There's no vaccination for the common cold. And yet these four big pharmaceutical companies came up with a vaccine for COVID using an experimental technology, all within 1 week from each other. And the government is demanding that we take it in violation of the Nuremberg Agreement regarding informed consent for all experimental medical treatments here. Now, up in Utah, there is a case that is hopefully going to resolve well. There was a doctor who was very doubtful about the vaccines, and he was basically filling out vaccine papers saying you've been vaccinated while injecting people with plain old saline. He just took the vaccine dose, shot it down the sink and got rid of it. He has no doubt saved a lot of lives. About 2,000 people. He said, I'm not going to do the vaccine. Okay, you're going to get saline, and here's the paperwork saying you're vaccinated so you can go back to your job and everything. And now, of course, he's facing prosecution by the government for not doing what you're told, and he's potentially looking at 5 years in prison. But given the harm demonstrated by the vaccines, I'm hoping this is going to have a happy ending. We've got to take break commercials. We'll be right back.
standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science, analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thing.
Politicians and preachers once sometimes told the truth. We didn't throw war's first stone and sacrifice our finest youth. With no video games or cell phones, a house felt like a home. Children fought and played together and stick up on a computer alone.
Had a farm. Welcome back to our show here. We're talking about COVID, and we may be seeing the beginning of the end of all this nonsense. Over at the Wall Street Journal, a member of their editorial board, Alicia Finley, has basically excoriated the vaccine makers over a clearly deceptive campaign for their bivalent COVID boosters, and also slammed several federal agencies for taking the unprecedented step of ordering vaccine makers to produce them and recommending them without data supporting their safety or efficacy. Remember when that Pfizer executive testified over in Europe that, hey, they didn't even test to see if this virus would stop you from passing on COVID. And, you know, there's this radio message. You probably heard it on the radio. If you've had COVID, you could get it again, and the symptoms will be worse unless you get the vaccine. The message is sponsored by Health and Human Services Department and claims that the updated bivalent vaccines will improve your protection. And, of course, it'll make a lot of money for the pharmaceutical companies and their stockholders. But the Wall Street Journal is saying this is deceptive advertising. Okay, and They're saying, you know, the public health establishment praise for the bivalent shots isn't really a surprise. And, the narrative behind the campaign was simple, that the mRNA COVID shots were being tweaked to target new variants of the COVID. In this case, the bivalent vaccine was claimed to confer protection against the BA4 and BA5 Omicron variants, along with the original Wuhan strain. The Wall Street Journal describes this as wishful thinking at best. Now, getting on back to the original research from which all of this sprang, the National Institutes of Health is saying that one of their grantees at Wuhan created a bat virus that did make mice sicker, okay, not better, and failed to report on this result, that they had come up with this very, very dangerous virus. And again, they're talking about this gain of function research to make pathogens more dangerous. Clearly, this was gain of function research, which Anthony Fauci claimed was not taking place. And yes, it was. Okay. Dr. Richard Enos, a retired professor of evolutionary biology at Edinburgh University, is now out there saying the COVID jabs must be withdrawn immediately. And he says there are very obvious warning signs that the vaccine is causing damage. Enos said there were unequivocal safety signals for adverse reactions to Pfizer and Moderna vaccines that affected the blood, the heart, and the female reproductive organs. And he said there can be no question that the mRNA vaccine should be withdrawn with immediate effect. Okay. And, the scientists are still out there, claiming to have no idea, sudden deaths. I have no idea where the sudden deaths are coming from. No explanation whatsoever. Get your shot anyway. And they're also unable to explain something very odd down in Africa because of the extreme poverty down there. They're pretty much unvaccinated. And yet they have very, very low COVID infection rates. Okay, and if you've seen all these videos of people just falling over and sudden death, it's all happening to the vaccinated. The unvaccinated people are being just fine, and Africa is a good example. They didn't get the vaccine. They're not getting COVID, and there's something going on there. And even the critics of the critics, 2 years ago, they're saying, oh, tinfoil hat conspiracy theorists, completely. And even now they're saying, okay, you're right, there's a problem, but it was just a lucky guess on your part. It's not like you really know what you're talking about. You just got lucky is all. Yeah, okay. Now, probably a lot of you are familiar with Diamond and Silk and the fact that Diamond passed away, Lynette Diamond Hardaway. And apparently her partner, sister, Silk, was describing how Diamond just fell over dead in the kitchen. And Silk is convinced it was the vaccine shot that she had gotten. And Donald Trump was among her supporters listening to this. So I think Donald Trump is beginning to change his mind about the vaccines. We've been seeing a lot of stuff about, oh, he's responsible for the vaccines. He's evil. He's terrible. And, he got lied to, like the rest of us. Dr. Anthony Fauci clearly lied to him and misrepresented what was going on. And, Trump, probably should have shown a little more due diligence. But the fact that he showed up, at Silk's presentation, I think tells us he's changing his mind about what's going on. We got to take another commercial. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.com. www.thewaypath.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste by going to rbnhemppaste.com. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store. Or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what?
And welcome back to our show here, and we're finishing up with COVID, and Japan has just officially declared COVID as being equivalent to the seasonal flu. In other words, forget about all this talk about, you know, horrible crushing death and everything. It's just another flu. And Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida announced last Friday that COVID would be reclassified to disease category 5 from its current level of 2. And this ditches a recommendation to wear masks in indoor spaces and ends the need for self-isolation. But it basically sort of underscores the fact that all of the hype and the fear-mongering that we've been seeing about COVID was exactly that, propaganda, to get us to go along with this agenda, to get these shots, and to make the pharmaceutical companies and their stockholders very, very rich at the taxpayer expense. Now, here's an interesting story. This came out of Canada, and apparently Dr. Raj Bardwaj of the University of Calgary went on Canadian state media to say that after flu season comes stroke season. I don't know about you. I never heard of a thing called stroke season before. Basically is out there. It sounds like an attempt to delink the COVID shots from myocarditis because, we're talking about loss of indemnity and trillions of dollars in lawsuits. Look what happened to Purdue and the Sackler family. And Pfizer has been caught in the past with all sorts of malfeasances. They've paid some gigantic settlements, which they then take off their taxes. So it's actually us who are paying the costs on that. Everybody who was involved in this whole fraud, they're in a panic. They're scrambling for cover. Okay. Now, down in New Zealand, we had the resignation announced by Jacinda Ardern, and it looks like the education minister, Chris Hipkins, will be the new prime minister of New Zealand. Unfortunately, this is not going to be very good for the people of New Zealand because Chris previously threatened to literally hunt down unvaccinated citizens until every person in New Zealand was jabbed. And again, there's a lot of people still in denial about how bad this stuff really turned out to be. They don't want to admit they were wrong, is what it's coming on down to. You know, this Chris, we can't be wrong. We're the government, and what we say goes, and we're going to jab people, and if some of them die, well, that's just one of those things here. Into other non-COVID medical news here, we have been talking about the very loose, easy euthanasia laws up in Canada. And as a result of that, Canada is now the world leader in organs harvested for transplant. And there was a study published in the American Journal of Transplantation in September of last year. And it found Canada is first in organ transplants or organ donation after euthanasia. And data shows Canada is having 49 cases of ODE in 2021 alone, 136 cases since euthanasia became legal in Canada in 2016. And they're basically killing off their people and selling off the parts. Okay. A little sick here. Okay. Tucker Carlson did an interesting segment on his show. And he said the reason that smoking is demonized in this country, and there, let's be honest, there are health hazards involved in smoking. But he says it has to do with the fact that nicotine, frees your mind. It makes you more energetic and more alert. And back when I was a smoker, I noticed it too. You know, it would, the brain would kick into high gear. And Tucker Carlson says that the marijuana laws are being relaxed across the country because if you're smoking marijuana, it makes you compliant and passive and easier to control. And I think, along with, of course, making a lot of money for these state-operated marijuana dispensaries. Definitely there. Okay, let's get to the international news here. And, with apologies to Al Gore, but things are not getting warmer on the planet. Afghanistan is witnessing its coldest winter in 15 years. And this is just adding to the misery of the millions of people who are already struggling with all kinds of crises. The economy is messed up. There's no relief assistance. And the United Nations has put Afghanistan on its list of 11 crisis hotspots for this year. And, the heads of Afghan households are saying they can't deal with the harsh winter. You know, their houses don't have the insulation. They don't have the energy to stay warm. And they're really suffering over there. Okay, getting on to Ukraine here. Article out of the original antiwar.com. On February 19th, mark this on your calendar, there will be a bipartisan protest against the war in Ukraine. And the lead demand is simple and direct, not one more penny for war in Ukraine. And you know, I'm sure that we will see the government try and infiltrate and turn this protest violent like they did January 6th. But it's time for the people who are opposed to the war to stand up and make themselves known. We're dealing with a government that's, we've hit the debt ceiling. We got to cut, all kinds of spending on the people here to keep on paying for the war. And the people are saying, no more money for these wars, not for Ukraine, not for Somalia, not for wherever else the U.S. is operating now. And we may not even know the full list here. So February 19th, there's going to be a huge, huge protest. And hopefully we'll get the message across. Lyndon Johnson, in his biography, wrote that when he looked out of the Oval Office and he saw literally a million people on the mall in the Capitol, was the day he realized that the war in Vietnam had been lost. And so maybe we can send the same message here. Now, this is really dangerous. The New York Times is reporting that the Biden administration is now saying that Kiev may need to launch an offensive into Crimea. Now, Moscow has considered Crimea part of the Russian Federation since 2014, following a referendum by the people of Crimea. And the Biden administration does not think Ukraine can take Crimea militarily. Actually, they're not doing very well at all over in the Donbass. And the U.S. may get involved here. And, you know, my comment to anybody who thinks war is cool and that war is beautiful like they show it on the movies, it isn't. You know, trust me on that one. Here's your rifle. Here's your parachute. And here's your camo outfit. And go and have fun. I remember back when Iraq was kicking on up, one of the things I put on my website was the official enlistment papers for the U.S. military. And anytime somebody said, I'm in favor of the war, I'd whip those out and say, just fill it out here. And, you know, I'm going by the recruiting office on my way home. I would be delighted to just drop that off for you. And they were not very happy about that at all. In fact, it was a case where some people had taken copies of the enlistment form to go to a pro-war rally, and they were stopped by security who said, well, you know, there are people there who would love to serve in the war, but they can't, and we don't want to make them feel bad, so you can't take those enlistment forms in there. I remember one day there was a pro-war rally, and right across the street was an anti-war rally. And a van from the local NBC affiliate showed up and parked on our side of the street, walked right through the anti-war demonstration without slowing down, did a story on the pro-war demonstration. Everybody was there with free hot dogs and beer and, you know, having a really good time. Then the NBC crew turned around, walked right back through the anti-war demonstration without stopping, got in their van and took on off. I mean, that's how that all works here. Okay, now, according to sources in Germany, specifically the Foreign Intelligence Service, Ukraine is currently losing hundreds of soldiers every single day. This was reported in Der Spiegel, and the German Federal Intelligence Service is alarmed by the high number of losses Ukraine is suffering. And it's a reminder that, you know, zillions of dollars in weapons is not going to make up for the fact that your soldiers are unmotivated and they're not fighting very well. And again, go back to Sun Tzu and the Art of War. In order to prevail at war, a leader must have a military that believes in the moral rightness of the war such that they will fight and, if necessary, die for that moral cause. And you also have to have a civilian population that believes in the moral rightness of the war such that they will willingly bear the hardships that war brings even to the victorious side. Ukraine doesn't have that. For that matter, neither does the United States. And all the weapons in the world are not going to change that unless you go biological or nuclear, which I think we may be heading there. All right, now a top British think tank, the Royal United Services Institute, has come on out expressing concern over Russia's cyber warfare dominance over Ukraine. This is not really getting reported very well. But cyber war has become a real thing. Electronic warfare has become a real thing. And Russia is way ahead of the U.S. and NATO, as was demonstrated in the Black Sea with the incident involving the USS Donald Cook, where a Russian electronic warfare aircraft, just one, started flying toward the Donald Cook, and all the systems on the Donald Cook just stopped working. Radars went down, targeting went down, nothing worked. And the Arleigh Burke-class ship is, in my opinion, overly dependent on active defensive systems. They don't have the heavy armor that you saw on the World War II battleships. And this Russian electronic warfare aircraft repeated the exercise 12 times. And all 12 times, the same thing happened. All the systems on the Donald Cook shut down, totally demoralized the crew. Okay, and Russia even issued a commemorative coin to celebrate that. So, little humor on their part. Okay, this is a very dangerous development. This is being reported in Russia today, and apparently Ukraine is storing Western-supplied missiles and artillery shells inside or right near their nuclear power plants. Now, I can assume that Ukraine's thinking is Russia won't dare and attack these weapons stockpiles because of the possibility of damage to the reactors, and they all got to live through Chernobyl some years ago. but I don't know. I wouldn't bet the war on that myself here. Meanwhile, here in the United States, Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman Mark Milley is basically saying that this war in Ukraine is going to go well past 2023. And personally, I don't think that we're going to get to the end of this year without a major, major conflict, possibly including nuclear and biological weapons. Meanwhile, the United States has said they will support the transfer of F-16 fighter jets by allies to Ukraine. This was confirmed by the American ambassador to the OSCE, Michael Carpenter. And Washington will agree with the idea of some of their NATO partners sending these aircraft to Ukraine. Meanwhile, Germany is allowing some of their allies to allow Leopard 2 tanks to go to Ukraine. We're now talking main battle tanks. Okay, main battle tanks. And this is actually in violation of the Potsdam Agreement that ended World War II. But they're going to go ahead and do it anyway. And meanwhile, Lindsey Graham is demanding that we send Abrams over to Ukraine. For a moment, I thought he meant Stacey Abrams. But no, he's talking about the tank, the main battle tank there. And there's an interesting little video that's making the rounds on social media. The Abrams tank is like, you know, $6 to $9 million, depending upon, you know, the cup holder and the chrome trim and everything. And this video is showing one of these Abrams tanks trying to climb a very small hill, you know, and it just skids and slides backwards. The tracks are not grabbing into the frozen ground. And we're not talking about a really steep hill. We're talking maybe 25, 30 degrees slope maximum. And another wonderful product of the American defense industry. All righty. Story coming on out of military.com describing the transfer of Patriot missile systems to Ukraine as an expensive blunder. And their concern is the fact that the Ukrainians being brought to the United States, some of them right here to Tennessee, by the way, to learn how to use the systems will not receive adequate training. The Patriot missile system is a very complex piece of equipment. There's the search radar, there's the targeting radars, there's the data link to the individual missiles itself. And it takes a long time to learn how to use it effectively. And they're concerned that we may bring the Ukrainians over here, give them the Cliff Notes version of how to fire a Patriot's missile, send them back, and they'll promptly be defeated. Now, over at Responsible Statecraft, they have an article showing, documenting, that the U.S. role in Ukraine is already escalating. And, you know, history is certainly on the side of that. When the United States involves itself militarily in a conflict, it's hard to get back out, you know, let alone avoiding deep entanglements that blow well past lines that they'd had at the start of the intervention. They get into a swamp. They can't get on. We saw that in Vietnam. We saw that in Afghanistan. And bit by bit, we're creeping closer to this catastrophic scenario Joe Biden said we must strive to prevent. Well, he's not doing anything to prevent it. He's basically pouring more gasoline onto the fire. Meanwhile, over in France, Macron is raising France's military budget by 40%. They're almost doubling it. And this is at a time when the French people are already protesting over the state of their economy. We've got to take another break of commercials, and we'll be...
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email proudsouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy-to-take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam. Works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene. 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W. 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya. 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wall Street wizards on the lam from a mental institution claim private retirement funds. They are the best solution. But when the markets crash, we'll be asking where's the cash. Guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash. Will Congress pay the piper when all the money's gone?
And welcome back to our show here. We're talking about France and how they're raising their military budget 40%. And one of the things that they are going to be doing is activating a new space war center in France. This is going to be under the control of NATO. And so, the opening shots of World War III will be this big fireworks show overhead from all of this satellite gear falling out of orbit. Okay, now down in Israel, things are getting very tense. Over 130,000 Israelis are protesting the Netanyahu government's anti-democratic reforms. Netanyahu's back in power. He doesn't want to ever leave again, and they're just changing the government around to basically turn it into a dictatorship. And the Israeli people, to their credit, are standing up and saying, no, we don't really like that idea. Okay, in the village of Jit, to the east of Qalqilya, in the Israeli settlers have destroyed 350 olive trees. And apparently the settlers snuck into the olive groves early on Sunday and set about destroying the trees before they could be stopped. Now, the olive trees are an important economic aspect of the Palestinians, and it takes 10 years rather from the day you plant an olive tree until you can get a usable crop. The other problem is that having an olive tree from the Palestinian territories has become a status symbol in Israel itself, and so there's literally a trade in stealing, you know, uprooting olive trees and bringing them over and selling them as decorations on the Israeli homes. Okay, down in Peru, things are really getting kind of ugly. Story out of Global Research talking about how the CIA coup in Peru has exploded into violence, and how the U.S. government is busy in South America, messing about with other people's countries, as they like to do, making sure that the right people, the people that the U.S. government likes, are in control of the government. And in Peru, there are clashes between security forces and demonstrators. Dozens have been injured. And Peru has now closed the road to the Machu Picchu archaeological site for public safety and to obviously protect that important location. So that's now off limits there. Okay. Now, the Pentagon cannot account for $220 billion in government property. It has now failed its fifth audit. And so you're wondering, into whose pockets did all that money go? Okay, somebody is getting very, very rich off the war. I mean, obviously the defense contractors are, the people who own stocks in the defense contractors are getting lots of money, but huge amounts of money are just simply vanishing from the Pentagon. Do you remember on September 10th, 2001, Donald Rumsfeld had to get up in front of a room of reporters and admit the Pentagon had lost $3 trillion. Should have been a huge scandal, but lucky for Donald Rumsfeld, the next day was 9/11, and everybody forgot about the missing money. We got to take a break for station identification. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease Off?
Go to easeoff.com, EAZEOFF.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new Easy 4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC. Somersville, Missouri. 417-932-6419.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.